Morning, everybody. Sorry, I'm late. If I'm late, I think I'm late. I don't know. The watches don't sync properly anymore. The Seder Gomel. Okay, so yesterday we saw the Sugya. The two levels of Bria so Adam. The one is the fourth level of the Bria, Adam HaMedaber. That's the human race in general, B'nai Noach. And then that's called Israel, Oved Hashem. And of course, there's major ramifications in our understanding. And he becomes Shutef HaMaaseh Bereishis, and he's the one that opportunity to give to us. We saw the Pshat in Schar Mitzvah Mitzvah. That in Perek Yud Al Shachaim, how that works, based on this understanding that the reward of the mitzvah is the schar itself, the schar mitzvah, that's the mitzvah, because you're doing the mitzvah to get the schar. That's why Hashem gave us mitzvahs, in order to give us the pleasure of the reward in the next world, because that's what Hashem wants to give us. We also saw that one has to earn this, you can't get it for nothing. That's the big Yesodia. That you can't get it for nothing. It's got to be earned. Otherwise, you're the biggest taker. And in order to be close to Hashem, you've got to be a giver. So you have to be giving Hashem the opportunity to give to you. Then you've earned it. You haven't got it for nothing, and you don't have to deal with that terrible feeling of bread of shame. Okay. So there was a question yesterday, which I said we'll deal with. Jonathan, you there? Okay, good. You're not going to be happy with the answer. It's not a very satisfactory answer. That's what I didn't deal with yesterday. But he brings it down, so we'll go through it. I mean, it's an answer, but one has to go into this deep and try and understand it. But you'll see there's makaris for it. It's not stum making up poses, yeah? And of nun vav. And you see the Masechta Shabbos, you'll see it in Kuf Yud Tes, you'll see it in the Feud as well. Yechulu Ma'ala L'Makosim Kiddush. Person says Vayechulu on becomes a Shutef of Kodesh Baruch Hu B'Maaseh Bereishis. Yeah. So I'm just saying the question here. Yeah. Whoa, sorry, I lost it. It just went away. Just once. Oh, it's not even up here. Can people yummy properly? Because there's a chat here that people can't yummy properly. Not clearly. Oh, jeez. What am I going to do now? Signal sound bad. Okay, 1 second. So just give me 1 second. Yeah, it's no point in carrying on if my signal's bad. Don't know what it is. Just give me 1 second. We may disconnect. If we do, you might have to just sign in again. I'm going to try and change my internet. Yeah, yeah, it is quite bad. Okay, 1 second. If I can, I don't know. Oh, geez, when this happens. That's not going to be much better.
It's just sounding much better.
Any better?
Yes.
Keep talking.
Hello.
Keep talking.
That's any better? You can hear me now?
Yes.
Keep talking. Okay, I'm keep talking. Hello, 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 hello. Testing. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
Good.
Yeah, that's better.
Much better, I believe so.
Menashe, you can hear me better there. That's okay now.
Yes, a little bit. The video is a bit intermittent.
Okay, the video is going to be intermittent because I keep changing screens. Don't worry about the video. That's just because as I go to other places, the video kind of cuts out. I just want to know if the sound's okay. You don't have to see
me. Yeah, you can hear you. It just crackles a bit, but it's worth it. Carry on. We can hear you clearly.
Okay, as long as you can hear. Fine. Okay, I'm sorry. There's nothing. The network's here under so much pressure because all the kids are learning on Zoom. It's a bit of a problem. Okay, fine. So one second. So what I was doing, I was looking at the question. Sorry, I was going to go back to that. How do you understand the mission? Because I was not to be locked there, but it works for his mask on the double size. Okay, very good question. Okay, we'll come back to that. Just one second. The question is the Mishnah tells us we shouldn't be serving Hashem al manas lekabel pras. Yeah, we're saying that the whole tachlis of the bria is in order to get the reward. Okay, so we'll have to deal with that. Okay, excellent question. Good question. Hold off. Just remind me to deal with that. Okay, we need to pick up a few more pieces here, and then you'll see. Okay. The key to understanding that is the giving and taking. How can Hashem take? How do we give to Hashem? How does that work? Okay. But it's you'll see, it's a very hard avoider. It's not possible at all. Not to be over Hashem on the Kabbal Press, that's an unbelievably difficult avoider now that you understand this. But we'll see. Okay, good question. Hold that off for a little bit. But so that's the Gemara in Shabbos, that when you say Vayichulu, you become a shoot of the Maisa Breshis. And Chazal also tell us, call Adon bin Emes Lamita Nasa Shoot of the Gonad Boch of the Maisa Breshis. Stuff you'd in Shabbos also. Whoever's Don Din Emes Lamita, he becomes a shoot of the Maisa Breshis. So you see two places Chazal tell us where you become a shoot of the Maisa Breshis, but she sees nowhere else. That was the question. It's even stronger than the way it was asked yesterday. Because if the Torah teaches us something twice, then it's only there, nowhere else. If it teaches us once, then you could learn a Hu Adin to everywhere, but it teaches it twice. There's no kol kach pashut to say that this applies everywhere. So he picks up the kasha and he says, Vada Shadivre Chazal, she is curious, Ashut Vazdav, Minyonim Eilu. He says, for sure, the Chazals that mention this understanding of Shutfas, with a Kodesh Baruch Hu Dafke Binyanim Einu, Mashmoisam Hi, Sheyishni Yechudiyos, the Dvorim Hanal. The Mashmois is, understanding is that there's something unique about these two places. Shebehem mitbatei Yos Achele Karem, B'shutfus Ma'ais Abreshis. There's more of an expression here. More of an expression here. Ulamalinda Bema said that they call that in every maisa, in every action, every mitzvah, let's say, that a person does, he becomes a shutif for maisa breishis. So I told you, you wouldn't like the teretz. There's something unique about those two things. That's why Chazal mentioned them. But the Maisa everywhere, whatever you do, you become a shutif by Maisa Breshis based on the Marechet that we've set up. And we'll see that Marechet, we'll see how that works.
I don't get it. What was the answer? And also, what part really mentions that?
There's no answer really. It's just saying that if Chazal mentioned those two things, there's something specific about those two things that you need to learn. There's something unique about those two things, about the shutfas, the expression of shutfas by those two things. Like the mice in everything you do, you become a shutfas of the mice of gracious. That's the teret. There's kiddish and there's kol don din emes lamito. The one you dalef in Shabbos. Kol don din emes lamito, and that's a shutfas lakorosh boku. So he says, you know, Chinami, that doesn't mean it's just those two places. You become a shutif of Maisa Breshis in everything you do. Those two things are mentioned by Chazal because there's something unique about them. There's something specific that expresses there's something unique in the shutfas. It doesn't go into what that is. That's what he says. So I said, you're not going to like the answer. It's not really an answer. It's not a dechir either. It's just it's an opening to start learning the sugya properly if you want to. Go learn those chazals and see what is unique about the shutfas there over above everything else that's shutfas. But that's not excluding everything else. That's the answer. It's not coming to exclude anything else. So you'll see the Aris Dvash now. So the Kachman Dene Rabbi Yonis and Avashites, the Sifre Yaris Dvash Chelek Rishon Drush Aleph, Vizela Shoina. And the Aris Dvash says a similar thing. You wanna get upset with Tauba, but you can't say such a thing. But the Aris Dvash says it, so what can you do? The Kama Milo is famous Laisi Rotsana Boyre. How many wonderful qualities, good qualities there are? There's those the rotzen that do the rotzen aboira. Umamish b'maaseyu na'as a shutif la korish bochu b'maaseh breishis. Umamish b'maaseyu when he does a good thing, when he does the Rotsan HaBoyle, he doesn't limit it just to those two, everything. Nasa Shutif LaKodesh Baruch Hu B'Maaseh B'Reishis. Boine Olamos B'Tovosei V'Machrivin B'Rayoso. He builds worlds with the good deeds he does, and he destroys worlds with the bad deeds he does. Ki kach chokok b'raylam, because that's how Hashem chokok, that's how Hashem decreed it. She hakol nidon lifi maisa adam. Everything goes according to maisa adam. The whole world turns and revolves around maisa adam. That's tzelem elokim. Kamayim ha-mashayra kol shasa tochas rabam. Everything is under our feet. Everything is what we do. That the whole world The whole world is mushpa, is influenced for the good by everything that we do. Okay, fine. So, yeah, it's difficult to understand. What does it mean? We see we're gonna have to deal with this. Well, what does it mean? Shut for chul, and now you become a shut of my sabreshis. I mean, the ultimate just to the two things that Chazal mentioned. And they can't hear me again any people. Yeah. 1 second. Anybody else having trouble hearing me, or is it just the South Africans?
No, it's not a great line though.
Okay, so just give me 1 second while no one can hear me and we're not gaining anything from me just babbling here. Let me see if I can connect to a different. Might take 1 minute, just savlanut. Oof. Not working.
You're clear now.
Yeah, that's okay now. Hello, anybody? Now. Can have yeah, anybody
it's,
out
it's
there?
It's fine.
Yeah,
you're fine.
Let's see. Yeah, start talking, and then if it's okay, gone, fine. All right, just it fades out.
Yeah, you just. Let me know when that happens. Okay, I'm sorry. I have no way of whatever. Okay. So that's the yisod. We become a shut of my sabreshis by every action we do. We don't talk about thoughts and deep pnimiyus here. Just from the maisim themselves, just from the actual maisim we do, that creates enormous spiritual benefits for the person, which is ultimately the sfar that he gets in Olam Haba. That means you're building your Olam Haba. Yeah. When you do a Maisa Toiv, you create a positive benefit which is there waiting for you in Olam Haba. That's the Schar that Hashem wants to give you. That's the ability to have that relationship with Hashem, as we mentioned before in Olam Haba. We'll see. We'll speak this out much more. You'll see that's a central theme flowing here. And so the question was, is you see that it's only by those two things and nowhere else. So we've said, no, that's not correct. We see that it's by everywhere. It has to be that way. If we understand the Marechet of the Ramchal properly, it has to be everywhere. Now the question is, what's unique about those two things that Chazal mentioned those two things? So now the question, still there, but it's shifted slightly. The emphasis of the question has shifted slightly. I mean, that's not a, like I said, we have to work it through and understand what's unique. Perhaps when we'll understand what's unique about those two things, that'll throw more light. On the other, however we understand this is every time you do a Maisa Toiv, you're getting reward for that, and it's the reward that Hashem created the world for. It's to give you the reward. That's what Hashem created the world. He wants to give. Derech HaTov LaHeitiv, but you have to earn it. So Hashem gives you Bechira, he puts you in a world where there's Nisoinus backwards and forwards. You choose to do the right thing. That is the reward that you'll get in Olam Haba, and you'll have earned it. You won't have it for nothing. That takes care of the bread of shame. Yeah, okay. So there was Rabbanashi's question, where the minister tells us very clearly, don't serve Hashem in order to get reward. The reason why you serve Hashem is not because you want the reward. The reason why you serve Hashem is because you want to give Hashem what he wants. Just so happens that what he wants is to give you reward. But if it wasn't that the reward, if Hashem wanted you to serve him, so he could take away the reward, you would still serve him because you want to give to Hashem. That's the kavanah. That's, I said, the avodah mod kashe. Mod kashe to do that practically. You know when you do a mitzvah, you're getting reward. Yeah, but don't do it for the reward. Do it because you want to give Hashem the opportunity to give you the reward. Who are you fooling? Yeah, well, no, yeah, and I'm giving. I'm not taking anything. I'm doing this because I want to serve Hashem, because I want Hashem to have the geschmack of giving to me, but I don't really want. Who are you fooling? Yeah, the avodah mod kashe. That's what the Mishnah is coming to tell you. Mishnah is coming to tell you, don't serve Hashem because you want the reward. Serve Hashem because you want to give to Hashem what he wants. Okay, how you do that, fine. That's another whole shiur. That's not poshut. That's moide ma'od 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 kasher. That's the famous maaseh by the Vilna Goyen, just to show you how this avoid is. That's the famous maaseh by the Vilna Goyen, that he sold his gave his chai and olam haba for the mitzvah of Esrog. He wanted an Esrog, and there was a guy that had an Esrog, so he wanted the Esrog, but I wouldn't sell it to him. So the Goyen said, he asked him if you give me Shain Olam Haba for the Esrog, so he gave it to Shmuel, Kulu for Hashem, without the expectation of reward, because he wasn't getting any reward for that mitzvah. Or for the whole Olam Haba, lo zocheh, what he sold him. And if he sold him the Shah for that mitzvah, he sold him his whole Olam Haba, whatever the story is. But you see, even the Vilna Goyen had a problem with this Nisoyim. The Vilna Goyen, for the first time in his life, was able to do a mitzvah without focusing on the fact that, yeah, but I'm going to get a reward for this in the end. And some of the Goyen had worked through the sugar, and he wasn't doing the mitzvahs because he wanted the reward like a baby. But even he had a struggle with it. So you have to be aware of that. This is hard avodah. To do a mitzvah in order to give to Hashem without any expectation back for yourself is something you have to be, I don't know, you have to fool yourself. I don't know. And I go back to the Gemara. The Rambam paskins it lahalach lo lishmo bo lishmo. You can't jump to the lishmo. The mission picker over says the lishmo. Serve Hashem without any expectations of getting reward. You serve Hashem just because you serve Hashem, because that's the MS. Yeah? No, how are you going to do that? The Gemara tells you, you can't. You can't lishmo. You have to start with the lo lishmo. And if you do the lo lishmo and you want to get to the lishmo, maybe you'll get there. But you can't kofetz into lishmo. La'ilam, forever. Not, you know, for the first 3 months, work on, you know, lo lishmo, eventually get to lishmo, and then you'll be fine. You'll never have to go back to lo lishmo. No, lo ilam. Kolzman, lo ilam's around. Kolzman, you're still kicking and breathing here. You have to be able to shem lo lishmo, shemit toicha lo lishmo bo lishmo. That's both by mitzvahs and by toira. So to come to serve Hashem completely, nun vav baruch, to serve Hashem completely, lishmo, the Gemara and the Rambam is passing the Lachah. You can't. It's impossible. You have to first go through the Lo Lishmo. So that's how the work in this area begins. You're a Shutta B'maisa Breshis. You're giving to Hashem the opportunity to give to you, but you must serve Hashem not with the expectation of getting the reward. How do you do that? Find the biggest Lo Lishmo you can find and go work. Forget about trying to learn Lishmo. You'll never learn. Find the biggest Lo Lishmo you can find. And go learn. Then you'll learn. And mitoch lo lishmo, eventually you'll come to lishmo on condition that you want to get there. If you want to stick to the lo lishmo, then you'll stick to the lo lishmo and you'll never get anywhere. But if you want to come to the lishmo, but you don't know how to get there, so because I'll tell you, there's only one way, lo lishmo. Find a good lo lishmo and work. Okay? That's how you start working with that Mishnah. That Mishnah is a very hard darga to serve Hashem lo manas lekabel pras when you know this. Okay. Fine. So what we're not to grapple with now, what we do want to try and understand now is what does it mean shutef? What does it mean we shutef with Hashem b'maaseh breishis? You know, what does that mean? I mean, I don't remember having to do anything with maaseh breishis. Never learned the sugya, anything about how to create the world. I don't know anything about anything. I'm a shutef b'maaseh breishis. You know, that's a little bit of an exaggeration, no? What's pshat here? So he says, when I'm nun vav at the bottom of the page, kiyadu b'divrei chazal ein tal melitza. There's no exaggerations by chazal. Chazal aren't giving nice ideas and exaggerations. Shutuf kovanosai le shutuf mamash. When Chazal tell us you're shutuf b'maisa breishis, it means shutuf mamash. Klayma, shutuf sheyesh lo chelek shove b'mifal u'bruchus hamashutuf. When you're a shutuf with somebody in a factory, in a business, what does that mean? It means you have an equal chelek in the endeavor, whatever that endeavor is. Whatever you're involved in, you and your partner have equal shares, equal portion of that endeavor. Kol ma'aseh shelo legabe eisek hamashutuf ki mashmuti kafi shenifsak b'shulchan aruch shen mishpat shutuf ma'aseh osu. Everybody in the shutvus is impacting on everybody else. Ma'aseh shutuf means in alocha that what you do is lakita, that everybody is involved together. Yeah, if you're in a partnership, you can't blame the other guy. Yeah, well, he didn't do it properly. No, the shutvus gets judged together. Shutuf mamish. Adam lokach shutuf letzerich ha-shlomas mataroisov, letzerich ha-sias pulosov, sho'eni yoichel la'asoison levadoi. The only time a person ever takes a partner is when he can't do the thing himself. No one in their right mind would take a partner if they could do everything themselves. If you have enough money and expertise to start a business, so then start it. Why get the banks involved? Why get some other guy involved? You're just going to end up having a fight eventually. You know? The lawyers will make a lot of money out of your shutfus, because shutfus is a very bidiyevet thing. Not a lechatchila thing. You take a shutuf because chesroinon, you have a lack. You don't have the finances, you don't have the expertise, you've got a wonderful idea, but you need somebody to, you know, so you take a partner. Kach la'avdil, Baruch Kodesh Baruch Hu Zolomos. Now, Kodesh Baruch Hu creates this world on the basis of shutfus with me. Kasher la'avin, what's going on here? Hey. Kach la'avdil, Baruch Kodesh Baruch Hu Zolomos. U'boru bo'avodim, she'em b'nei ha'enoishis ha'klalis. So now, we're going back to the two daggers of the Bria of Adam. The Bria of Adam, that's the fourth diagram of the Bria, and then the level of Adam, that's the fifth level of the Bria, Yisrael Ovid Hashem. Hashem creates a world, and in that world there's a body. That's the human race in general. Hey, makayim es ha'olam, kepualim ha'mavtzim es tafkidam b'mifol. You have workers in a factory. Guy's a factory. He hires workers to come and work in the factory. Hey, ma'isim zois al-yidei kiyum shem ha'mitzis b'nei noyach. They do their avoider, what they have to do in the world, by keeping the Sheva Bitzes B'nai Noyach, which basically amounts to, please don't destroy the world when I'm doing what I'm supposed to be doing. Please don't break the factory down. But essentially, that's what the Sheva Bitzes B'nai Noyach are. There's no Maisa Kium in there. They're not out there. They can do whatever they want. Just keep the Sheva Bitzes B'nai Noyach. Don't destroy the world and just get out of the way. Don't interfere too much. That's the human race in general. So they are voting in the Mifal. Hashutfim Haim Am Yisrael. Hamashlimim es habria al yedei kiyum ha'Torah v'mitzvos. The partners in the business with Hashem is Klal Yisrael. They complete the bria via the kiyum ha'Torah v'mitzvos. You do mitzvahs, you being mekayim, being mashlim the bria. And it's only through that the world's Makayim. Bishvil Yisrael, Bishvil Torah. That's the only reason the world is Kayim. If one of those things would be lacking, there would be no point in the Bria. HaKadosh Baruch Hu boras ha'olam bo'efin shekiviyochol yesh dvorim shebo'olam eini yoichel asoisam baladeinu. Hashem created the world in such a way that ki'ilu, kiviyochol, there are things that he can't do without us. And the Maya says, it's true. There are things he can't do without us. He can't give to us if we don't earn the ability to receive. How do you say Hashem's any yochel? That means now, why is Hashem taking a partner? Hashem can do whatever he wants. There's nothing holding Hashem back. Hashem is kol yochel. This doesn't take away from Hashem kol yochel for 1 second. It's not how we learn. You don't learn when you understand this, and this is Emes Lamito, that okay, so Hashem's kind of now lacking a little bit. He chooses to be lacking a little bit, and therefore we mashlim that lack. No, Hashem's kol yochel. Hashem's Kol Yochol. He doesn't stop being Kol Yochol. He can't stop being Kol Yochol. If he could stop being Kol Yochol, he wouldn't be Hashem. Hashem's Kol Yochol. So what does this mean? So then what is he in a partner for? Well, because if I'm not here for him to give and I don't earn the reward, he can't give me the reward that he wants to give. But Hashem can do whatever he wants. Hashem's Kol Yochol. Yeah, but he can't, but he's Kol Yochol. So we have to see how that works. So first we understand how does the shutfus work? The purpose of the prayer is to do good. That's the only reason Hashem created the world, is because he wants to give. He wants to give good. There's no other reason for Hashem to create the world. Hashem creates a world in which there's this creature that's lacking good. And Hashem gives him the good. We're summarizing what we said, very important, we're going to do that often. The good, the genuine, true good that Hashem is going to give us is the dreikus with Hashem, is your ability to become one with Hashem. But there's always going to be lacking in that good if you get it for nothing. It won't be the ultimate good. You're always going to be feeling icky because you got charity and you didn't earn it. Therefore, you have to get it as a reward, as a salary. And it has to be your own personal kinyan. Not something you just got, by the way. You made a kinyan on this thing. It's yours. You own it. You earned it. Now it's the ultimate good. To that end, we got 613 mitzvahs. If we'll withstand the nisoyin and we'll do what's incumbent upon us, we'll fulfill our chiyuvim. Then the good you're getting, the reward you're going to get in Olam Haba, will come to you. Bidim, it's just, you earned it. Then Hashem can give you this infinite goodness because you earned it. Because the reward in Olam Haba is infinite, it's netzach. We're a chelek elokam imahu, we're infinite. The reward has to be infinite. Then he can do what he wanted to do. That's why he created the bria, was to give me eternal reward. But I have to earn it, otherwise it's not good. And every thought, dibu v'maisa, bain basu beira, bain basatoiv, whether you're turning away from evil or whether you're doing good, you are now mamash shutef b'maisa breshis. So rak al yedei maisim maisov, miskaymen esodes baruch leitiv umay, because only via my deeds that Hashem can fulfill the bria, the purpose of the bria, which is to give to me. If I don't earn the reward, Hashem can't give me. That's just the way the world's built. Not that Hashem can't. Hashem created a world in which that he won't, because he only wants to do good. And giving me this half-baked reward, if you didn't earn it, that's not what he wants to give. He wants to give ultimate good. And I can prevent him from doing that. If you didn't do this mitzvah, Hashem couldn't give you the reward for that mitzvah. If you didn't put on tefillin today, Hashem can't give you the reward for the tefillin. So you're holding Hashem back. You're preventing him from fulfilling the purpose of the bria. And if you do it, so you just gave Hashem an opportunity to give you the reward. Hashem cannot fulfill the purpose of the bria without us correctly using our bechira. That's the unbelievable gift that our Kodesh Baruch Hu injected into us when he created us. He gave us the keys to the whole bria. He steps back. It's up to you guys now. And he warns us right at the beginning. He tells Adam Arishon right in the beginning, please, I'm begging you, pay attention. Don't destroy my world. Don't destroy my world, please. Okay, that we'll have to pick up tomorrow. We've run out of time, I see. I'm sorry about the sound and whatever, beyond my control. Fine. So that was worth it just for the summary. The Ramchal's why Hashem created the world, but we're seeing some of the ramifications here. It's a shame. We'll pick this up more. You have to have patience here. There's a lot of stuff that has to be built here. Unbelievable amount of sugars here. But we need the basic pieces first before we can even start working with the sugya. How this works? How does it work? How does the Tariq mitzvahs, how does that work? How does that connect me to Hashem? You know, you take your suit and you don't wear shatnas, and now suddenly there's this deep kesha that, you know, the kedusha from the higher world come to the lower world. How does it work? There's a lot of work to be done to understand what's going on here. And we said that the second time around the sefer, we're not just going to go through the sefer, we're going to try and understand some of the stuff behind this. But we need the pieces in place first. We need to put the basic understanding, the basic principles in place before we start taking it further than that. Okay, so I'm going to stop there, Mr. Hashem. We still have to deal with the question, why couldn't Hashem have created a world without bread of shame? Just create the person who gets the ultimate pleasure, even when he gets charity. Hashem could do that. Why don't we have to deal with that question as well, Mr. Hashem. Remind me, we'll try and look at that tomorrow as well. Okay, Beseder.
Okay.
Take good care. Welcome back, Mr. Carlos. Back there. All right, Charles. Have a good day.
Nice to be back.
Thank you.